Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Hello there.
How is everyone? I hope you are doing okay, because it's not easy to be feeling okay these days. Me too. I just want to talk to you as a friend, as another citizen of the world, telling you what I do, how I feel. But it's not easy these days. I want to tell you some nice things and stuff that I do, but it's sad. When I have to look into the news to find good news for you and select, useful news for you, like tips for your health and how people are using what material to cure some of their illnesses without medicine, because sometimes medicine scares you. There's always some side effects, and not everyone can afford to even buy the medicine. The majority of people in the world are not well off. The lesser majority must sometimes ignore the pain and the illness because they can't afford a personal doctor. Or in many countries, they don't have the right to go to the hospital if they don't have money. That is the thing, you know. It's very saddening for me to look at the world around us, because there's nothing I like, nothing that I want people to live in, to accept, to feel happy and content with, because they are just normal citizens, and many of them are under the poverty line. Sad to say, there are many NGOs and many private organizations that are helping a lot in different kinds of fields. Financial, food, supply, housing, but it's never enough. Also because the human population is increasing dizzily. Sometimes I look at the food they eat or in the restaurant. I see so much food we need. So many food condiments and all kinds of things that people demand for a good taste. And I wonder how our little planet can supply all that for billions of people. For example, when I see an Indian man, a real, genuine Indian man, to cook his meal, one time I saw it on the internet, in front of him, it looked like hundreds of condiments, different kinds of spices, different kinds of ingredients, in order to add onto the food that he cooked. Just a lot of spices and a lot of condiments to add on to whatever that he's cooking there. My God, it looks a lot. And of course, the food will be rich and delicious. But I was wondering, how does the earth provide all this? Look, just for one man, one household. One household needs so much already. Not I don't need that much. But just to cook an Indian dish, you have so many spices, so many fragrant powders to add on to your cooking in order to make it really rich and delicious. And then the population of the world continues to rise, despite all the pandemics, all the wars, and the disasters everywhere. The human population is rising. Oh my God, that's also difficult for my work. But at least recently, since the last few months or years, the bombarding of disasters, the intensity and the frequency of them have been reduced. You can see it yourself. And if you have your psychic eyes open, you can also see that there's help. Even I saw one man, he's maybe what they call a psychic, yes? or clairvoyant, he saw the earth is covered with a dome.
Space isn't the way that we have been told space is. None of the things that they have stated is actually accurate in that sense. It actually looks, when you're outside, it actually looks like this. And this is why I put this together. So you could say the people here, let's just say those are souls looking from this place from the outside. And you have the firmament above on a plane. And you have the construct, the place that we're in, is fixed and immovable. And you have all of the other places of creations based on the will of the soul down here or down here, all different constructs, all different universes. But this universe, this construct that we're in, looks like this. And so when you look at biblically how they've stated the waters above, the waters separated from the waters, God created the firmament, the earthly realm, it's actually true.
But he didn't see the other half of it, that's why. So it looked like they saw only half of it. So he saw one half of it because the other half is kind of obstructed from his inner eyes, I guess, because we live mostly only on the half side of the earth, and on the other half side live other people. Or somehow, maybe, some people cannot see the whole picture, you know. Some of the psychics don't see the whole picture, yeah, like that. Even like Baba Vanga, she said something in one of her predictions that there's a world saver, it's a woman, yes. And there are not a lot of people who follow this saver, woman. But Baba Vanga couldn't predict. She couldn't say exactly where that lady is or who she is by personality, for example. The psychics, they can see things sometimes very clearly in terms of timing or space or residency or the color of the skin. Like Mr. Parker, Hamilton Parker, he said that the luck lady that President Trump can get help from is a woman of color of some sort. Well, that's all he can say. He cannot say the name, the nationality, or what kind of spiritual teaching she offers. Something like that. Many are very accurate, but they never can be to the minutest details. Some fear to reveal all. And even Nostradamus, you know, he's more accurate. But when he described that special lady, he say that her name is turn around, last name, you know. And like Amos become Suma, for example. But he didn't dare to mention Suma. He just said turn around, the last name of the prophet, then that would be her name. Or he would say that the team of the ocean will win, similar like that. So they just kind of look into a not very clear mirror. Some are very clear, but still nobody can be exactly clear as if you stand in front of that mirror and look at yourself, you know, the clear mirror, and look at your face by yourself and knowing in detail what you look like. But still, even then, you can't blame them, can you? Many mirrors, they don't reflect the reality either. In my mirror, whenever I look into it, I look very young, you know, and beautiful. But it's not all that correct, yes? Because the mirrors, I don't know, maybe they have better mirrors, but many small mirrors that I bought from the gas station, for example, and keep it to use, they don't give me the exact quality of my look. Sometimes they make you look better. Some other mirrors make you look worse. So it depends on your luck. And you just have to accept it, whatever it is, okay? And sometimes the camera and the video also don't give you the exact details of your look on your face or something like that. But it is good so nowadays, anybody can become pretty, yeah? The mirror makes me look pretty, but I don't think I look that pretty. Because when I compare, you know, like the hands outside and the hands in the mirror, they're different. Also, the karma, you know, and all kinds of things will make you look different than the way you want to look. Just a minute, I check if this record works. Yes, all right, it's working. Karma also makes you look different from day to day. Some days you look better, some days you look worse. It doesn't matter, we don't live here long. So I'm glad I have the luck to have this kind of let go attitude, you know, for myself. I don't worry too much about myself, how I look and what it is that I should look like. I used to be like everybody, caring about how I look and all that. And then especially when I became the master, you know, taking over this job, then I had to take care that I look okay for the camera. But now I live in the wilderness. That question doesn't come to my mind, and I'm so happy. I'm so happy. I don't have to care about what kind of clothes I have to wear today. All clothes that I wore in the past years, up to the year I became a hermit, they all have to be worn. I wasn't free to choose the clothes that I wanted to wear. It was exactly, you can say, dictated, controlled by heaven's will. But now I'm in the wilderness with just a little recorder. I don't care because nobody looks at me. I'm not sure if I go out in the public again, I will worry about that or not.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.